Welcome to Seeking the Kingdom, the podcast focusing on speaking the truth in love to help you grow in your faith and advance the kingdom of God. I'm your host, Pastor Jesmyn. When people meet for the first time, they often ask three common questions. Number one, how are you? Number two, what is your name? And finally, where are you from? Out of these three questions, where are you from usually tells you the most about a person. How are you? This is the go-to greeting. It's polite, it's friendly, but let's be real. It doesn't give you much more than a surface level idea of how someone's feeling at that moment. Most of the time you'll get a quick, I'm good or doing well, and that's about it. Then there's, what's your name? Sure, names are important. They're how we identify each other, but names alone don't tell you much about someone's story or background. Now, where are you from? That's the golden question. It opens a window into a person's world. Knowing where someone's from gives you insight into their cultural background, traditions, values, etc. It shapes their worldview and behavior. You can often pick up on their accent, language, and even their, you know, mannerisms. It shows where they're coming from, the climate that they're used to, and maybe even their favorite food. Where someone's from can also tell you a lot about their economic background, because different regions have different levels of economic development and social development as well. And it's not just about the place itself. This question can reveal personal journeys. Have they moved around a lot? Have they lived in different countries? Settled somewhere specific for a reason? You know, these details help us understand their life experiences and personal history as well. So as followers of Christ, this question takes on a very deep meaning. We need to ask ourselves, where are we from? Sure, we might answer that question with a worldly location like the UK, US, India, New York, Beijing, Nairobi, etc. But the real question is, where are we really from? So let's get started to answer this very important question by reading Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. This verse is a total game changer. Here's what Paul writes. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let that sink in for a second. Our citizenship is in heaven. Wow. I mean, how often do we think about that? We are walking around, living our daily lives, dealing with work, school, family, and all the crazy stuff happening in the world. But our true home, our real identity, is in heaven. Mind-blowing, isn't it? So what does it mean to be a citizen of heaven? And how does that shape where we really come from? To get into this, we've got to first understand the concept of the kingdom of God. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God all the time. It was at the heart of his teachings. He said things like, the kingdom of God is near and the kingdom of God is within you. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first heard about this, I was like, what does this exactly mean? Because it sounds like, you know, kind of mystical and hard to grasp. But here's the deal. The kingdom of God is God's rule and reign, his dominion. It's his way of doing things, and it's where his will is done perfectly. It's not some castle in the sky. It's not just a place we go when we die. It is, but it's not just that. It's a reality that breaks into our world here and now through Jesus. You know what? Jesus inaugurated the kingdom during his ministry on earth. He brought this whole new way of living under God's rule, like his reign in our hearts, in our lives right now. So as believers, we are living in that kingdom already. we are experiencing God's love and power. But the kingdom of God also has this future side to it. We are waiting for the big finale. When Christ returns, that's when everything will come together in full force. That's when God's reign will be totally complete over everything. The kingdom of God will reach its ultimate fulfillment and, you know, it will be established forever. A new heaven and a new earth. Imagine you've got a dual citizenship. You've got your earthly citizenship, your country, your culture, your traditions, etc. But then as Christians, we have this heavenly citizenship. And the cool thing is our heavenly citizenship, it trumps everything else. It's like, you know, having a golden passport that gives you access to the most exclusive VIP only kingdom. You know, Ephesians 2:19, Paul says, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." How awesome is that? We are part of God's family. We are citizens of His kingdom. You know, when we were saved, we were not only redeemed from the dark powers of this sinful world, but we also became part of God's kingdom. When we realize this, it changes how we see everything. Our values, priorities, our whole perspective on life shifts. Suddenly, we're not just living for the here and now, we are living with eternity in mind. And that's incredibly freeing and empowering. Think about it this way. Have you ever been on a long trip, like maybe, you know, backpacking through another country or studying abroad? It's exciting and full of new experiences, isn't it? But there's always this underlying sense of being a visitor. You enjoy it, you learn from it, but you know it's just temporary. And there's a part of you that's always longing for home, for that place where you truly belong. That's kind of what it likes to live as a citizen of heaven here on earth. We're here for a reason. We have a purpose. But ultimately, this world is not our final destination. Our true home is with God in His kingdom. And that perspective is what helps us navigate through, you know, life's ups and downs with a sense of peace and purpose. Now, you might be thinking, okay, that sounds awesome, but how do I live as a citizen of heaven while I am here on earth? Great question. And guess what? Paul gives us some pretty practical advice on this. In Philippians, he talks a lot about how we should live. He encourages us to imitate Christ, to be humble, to love one another, to keep our eyes on the prize, the ultimate prize of being with Jesus forever. Here's a cool example. Think of yourself as an ambassador. Paul says, or talks about it in 2 Corinthians 5:20. You know, he says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us." An ambassador represents their home country while living in a foreign land. They embody the values, culture, and interests of their homeland. As citizens of heaven, we are called to represent the kingdom of God here on earth. We show people what God's love looks like, what His justice looks like, what His grace and mercy looks like. And we all do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, we give them a glimpse of the kingdom so that they too can become part of it when it is established completely when Jesus, the King of Kings, returns. I remember a story about a missionary named Jim Elliot who once said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep and gain what he cannot lose." I'm going to repeat that powerful statement again. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Powerful, isn't it? Jim understood that his true home was in heaven. And that perspective shaped everything he did. He and his friends risked their lives to share the gospel with an unreached tribe. And although they lost their lives in the process, their impact was incredible. It was eternal. They lived with a kingdom mindset, and their story continues to inspire countless others to do the same. So what does this mean for us practically? It means living with intention. It means investing in relationships, loving people, sharing the hope we have in Jesus with others. It means standing up for what's right, even when it's hard. It means prioritizing God's values over the world's values. And it means staying connected to our Heavenly Father through devotions like prayer, worship, reading, and meditating and studying His Word. It's not always easy. We are going to mess up. We are going to get distracted. But the beautiful thing is this. God's grace is always there to pull us back, to remind us where we are from, and therefore who we are, who we really are. So before we wrap up, let me leave you with this. As citizens of heaven, we have an incredible hope and an incredible future. No matter what's happening around us, no matter how chaotic or uncertain things can get, remember, we have a home, a king, and a kingdom that can never be shaken. That's something worth celebrating and something worth sharing with the world. Isn't that right? So where are we really from? That is the golden question. Yeah? Where are we really from? And now I think you know the answer. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Seeking the Kingdom. I hope you're feeling encouraged and inspired to live out your kingdom citizenship here on earth. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a comment. Let us keep seeking the kingdom and keep speaking the truth of God's word in love. Until next time, grace and peace to you all. In Jesus' name, amen.